Association annual meeting. And I can tell you it's foggy here as well.
It is, huh?
How thick is it over there?
You can see maybe a quarter mile here.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about like what we've got, as a matter of fact, just outside of town. Is your brain foggy too, Greg, or is that sharp?
I'm pretty sharp. We went back to the room pretty early last night, so had a good night's sleep.
All right, so what, another day there? How long is the convention?
It's another day. Yeah, we go through today, and then we'll start to trek back home. It is a long way out here, by the way.
Been there many times. You are correct, sir. Well, let's see. Match day is near, Greg.
Match day, the Emporia Community Foundation annual match day, which the Lyon County History Center is a part of. The actual match day is Monday, November 13th, so that's coming up next week. Us and 34 other worthy organizations are in the pile to get matching donations from people. So if you would like to make a donation to the match day, annual match day, you can either drop a check off at the Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial, or you can drop it off over at the Emporia Community Foundation office. If you're going to write a check, please make the checks out to the Emporia Community Foundation. Make sure that everybody gets up to participate in that particular activity. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing the Community Foundation does, and we are very grateful to be a part of it.
Yes, indeed. So that's coming up next week, and of course, later on this month, the checks will be handed out. So, yeah, 35 organizations, worthy organizations, a part of Match Day 2023. Well, let's see. Before the month is out, Greg, we have big Christmas parade downtown.
So the annual Christmas parade downtown will go right in front of our building. So we have a treat for our members, where you can come in and watch the parade in the comfort of our building. We provide treats, snacks, and beverages. So if you would like to be involved with that, just come on down.
Boy, that's it.
Come on down.
Go ahead, Greg.
Go ahead. I said just come on down and come in and enjoy the time.
It's a great space. I mean, and we've talked about it before, not just with the parade, but really for the increasing list of activities that now take place on that third floor. It's amazing.
It really is. We try to utilize that third floor as much as possible. In fact, we did a study recently and found that we co-op with 75 different groups and organizations. So people use our third floor space for all manner of things, from weddings and reunions to business meetings to parties. It's a great space, and we love to rent it out. So if you're interested in that space, just give us a call. We'll go from there.
So do you have available dates for like Christmas parties, things like that?
We are starting to book up, but if you are really interested in having a Christmas party, call Lisa Soller at 620-340-6314, and she'll be happy to lock you in.
She'll do that, no doubt about it. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both very much. Have a great day.
Have a safe trip home.
Thank you much.
All right. That's Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center Director there at the Kansas Museum Association Conference in Hayes, Kansas.
Give your windows and doors the recognition they deserve by replacing those old windows.